I'm here on New Road, a buzzy fringe city with Lulu Baker from Something New in Brighton. It's always good to hear something new in Brighton. And what I'm staring at is not just a flyer, but a flyer full of shows. And so that means Lamb Comedy. So how's it going?
It's going really well. We had our opening night last night. Very exciting. We've got we had Joe Hart on, who won. Who was a finalist on So You Think You're Funny. Tonight he's back on again. We've also got Lamb Chops. That is a bit of lots of things across the fringe. So if you're not sure what to go and see, you can get a taste of things not just at Lamb Comedy, but right across the fringe as well.
And what's the ethos of Lamb Comedy? Where do you fit into the? I'm going to be really bullshitty here. The comedy ecosystem of Brighton.
So we want to make comedy more accessible for acts. Obviously, doing a festival is really expensive, and so what we wanted to do is keep the prices down for the acts so they can make some money too, because it is so expensive. So we're a brand new venue, and we've got 14 acts all across the fringe, Friday to Sunday only, all great times, 7 till 10 o'clock. And all our ticket prices are really reasonable as well. They're £6.50. So, you know, it's not going to cost the earth to come and see something.
And when I hear the term great new venue, I always go back in time and imagine people climbing up the stairs to some upstairs pub. It's loaded with crates, cobwebs, and you have to turn it into something marvellous. What was the story of how this became great new venue?
So we were a building site yesterday morning, and we transformed it. We were sweeping up, we got all the chairs in, we've put all our banners up, we've got fairy lights and proper lighting, sound and everything, and it's a beautiful little venue, low ceilings, just what you want. It's in a basement, we've got aircon, big draw, and yeah, it's really friendly, intimate space where hopefully in years to come it's going to be a great Brighton comedy venue, if not already.
What do you get from downstairs rather than upstairs?
Downstairs, it's got the intimate feel, I think, that you should get from a comedy venue. It's really comfy and cosy, and whether we've got 5 people in or 50 people in, it feels like a nice room and a room where you want to sit and engage and listen to the acts.
What do you see as the sort of journey for this venue over the, not just the fringe, but the year ahead?
So we're hoping perhaps next year to be doing Leicester Comedy Festival. We're looking to also run a regular monthly night, hopefully, that will sort of keep the name going, keep everything out there, and hopefully do the Brighton Comedy Festival as well, or an arm of, so we've got more acts coming in, and we can get some smaller acts that aren't in the Brighton Comedy Festival brochure to do some stuff too.
What do you love comedy-wise?
I love a lot of it. I really like character comedy. We've got a great show that is all in Chinese that I'm very intrigued about. That's kind of about how comedy transcends language, and actually you don't need to understand something in order to find it funny. So Louise Ray is going to be doing her show It's Only Words later in the Fringe. But just something people can engage with and understand and relate to. And most of all, we want to create like a warm venue where people want to come in and sit down and have a couple of drinks and just really like settle in for the night.
So what do you do, and how do you feel if a comedian, you know, they're giving it their best but no one's laughing?
I think you've got to give it to them. They're up there and they're doing it. I think it can be hard, and you never know what your audience is going to be like. You don't know whether there's going to be 2 people or 50 people. So it's about working the room and giving people a chance. And I think if you're an audience member, just being open to whatever's going on and appreciating the fact that everyone who's doing performances across Brighton Fringe, it's a really tough thing to do, and just to get up there and do it is a feat in itself.
And looking at the Lamb Comedy programme for this Fringe, I mean, you'd said this when we talked before. This isn't just stand-up, is it? There's some variety going on here.
There's a lot of variety. So we've got some straight stand-up shows. We've got a couple of shows that are sort of pairs or 3 people. We've got sort of political shows. We've got a guy, Lost Voice guy, who won the BBC Comedy Award last year. We've got character comedy. We've got musical comedy in the form of Spain's Best Export, who's playing the guitar. We've got Viv Gross Scott, who is sort of Radio 4, her show Say Sorry to the Lady, my favourite show name across the fringe. So yeah, literally a bit of everything. You don't know what to expect, but our show guide kind of gives you a bit of blurb, so you know, you can guess what to expect, I guess.
Are you becoming a comedy geek?
I always have been a bit of a comedy geek. I felt bad that people seem to have a specialist subject. So I think mine is comedy. But there's a lot of good things in Brighton anyway. And hopefully Lamb will join those great comedy things and be another brilliant venue.
A rousing end to an interview. Thanks, Lulu Baker.
Thank you.